It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Melanie to the airwaves of KCSN. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I haven't been on this coast for a really long time, and here I am.
I guess one of the reasons you came out to the West Coast is you're going to be playing August 9th at the Grammy Museum.
Yes, yes.
And have you been to the Grammy Museum yet? Have you seen the theater?
Never.
No. Beautiful theater, wonderful setting for you to play and tell stories and really have a great intimate evening. And we're certainly encouraging all our listeners
attend
that.
August 9th, right.
You were able to perform in an era when you weren't as an artist necessarily. Now, the system might want to peg you, but artists themselves were able to play all types of different music.
Yeah.
And you had hits on the radio. It's almost hard to fathom the origins, and I'd like to hear it from you. Lay Down Candles in the Rain with the Edwin Hawkins Singers. How did that even happen?
Amazing.
How did that come together?
Yeah, I wrote the anthemic part as I was leaving Woodstock. It was just this amazing flow of human compassion and power flowing toward me, and I got to be on the hillside when they were starting to light the candles, and this all came to me, and this coming out of sheer terror, because before I went on that stage, I was a girl who nobody had heard of. I mean, I had one song, Beautiful People,
right,
that was being played on underground radio. It was called what they call a turntable hit. They don't have that now. They played it a lot, but nobody knew who that was, or there was no face associated with the song. And so I walked on that stage unknown, and I walked off a celebrity. And that was the phenomenon of me at Woodstock. But as I left the stage, I had that, lay down, and I heard in my head, you know, a gospel group. And I was on Buddha Records, and they had just, they had the Edwin Hawkins Singers, who had just come off this massive hit, Oh Happy Day.
Right.
And I thought, oh God, wouldn't that be great if they could sing that with me? Anyway, I got to talk to Edwin Hawkins first, and he said, no, we don't do anything unless it's the Lord is specifically mentioned, and it's got to be religious. And
Nothing secular.
No, nothing secular. So I had to convince him, really, that there was spirituality in this song, and the Lord's in there, you know, it's in there. So we went to Oakland, where they were rehearsing in a school gymnasium, and I took my guitar. I was terrified, you know, I'm singing with this big choir, you know, and big voices, and they had never heard the song. And Edwin Hawkins was very reserved. He had his arms crossed like this, and so I was going to prove it, you know, this was a good song for them to do it with me. So I started singing, and by the time I sang the second chorus, they were singing with me.
They're feeling it.
Yeah, they were feeling it. So we went to the studio in San Francisco. Freddie Cotera was the engineer, and he had been the engineer on Simon and Garfunkel's records. And we did it in one take.
Take me where the wild things grow.
how the truth is found, 'cause its roots are down below. Where the system is a savior's song, where I feel the rhythm but the tune is still unborn. Oh, I know it's one. String a feather on a silk and twine, weave the twine with the laurel leaves. Ring a river to make a wine, brew the wine with the laurel to make a tea. White man singing the blues. He's like a white man singing the blues. La, 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 la. Can't keep on doing what it is you think I do. And the words that I've been listening to are as honest as a white man sounds when he sings the blues. Oh, I know. Like a white man singing the blues, yeah. Like a white man singing the blues. Like a white man singing the blues.
All right. You were creating songs in a time in which message was driving so much of the creativity, and message had every bit of importance in songs as the melody did. Well, this was another one in which radio had some questions, as I recall, Brand New Key.
Oh, God.
It would later have a rebirth. For those who've seen the movie in Boogie Nights,
oh God,
as a theme song of Roller Girl. It's one of those things when you hear it, it makes perfect sense, but who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, yeah.
Who'd have thunk it? I
actually took Bo and some friends because I was assured there'd be no sexual. I knew that Marky Mark was going to be in it, and I said, well, it's about a porn star. Yeah, but there'll be no explicit sex during your scene. And, you know, when you're, I said, okay, I believed them. So I went to the movie. I took Bo. He was, you know, I don't know, 12 or something. I took he and his friends.
Bo doesn't seem to be complaining about this opportunity.
I don't know where he was, you know, with a couple of boys and Bo, and we're sitting in the movie theater, and I'm like, oh my God. And then my song comes on at this moment, and I went, oh, I was sliding under the seat. The boys were sniggering, you know. I know. And I made them, I told them I'd buy them something if they would not tell their
parents. Ice cream, yeah, ice cream.
Don't
yeah, sure.
tell your mom. It's you,
You're gonna love me, but if it's not, then I will find you. But if I don't, then I gotta make it work for me. And if it's true, I'm gonna follow. But if it breaks me, then I gotta go on broken. I'll dream of you, but I gotta make it work for me. And when the sun sets upside down and the hands of the clock go the other way round, I know that it's not what the others might see, but I won't fall down from my vertigo dream. I found this way to fly, you see, by letting go, then holding on tight to nothing at all. Gotta make it work for me, make it work for me, yeah. Make it work for me. Magnificence, or is it me? Who thinks you're heaven sent? I'll follow through, but I gotta make it work for me. And if it's you, you're gonna love me, but if it's not, then I will find you, but if I don't, then I gotta make it work for me. Until the real thing comes along, I'm gonna make it work for me, make it work for me. And when the sun, when it sets upside down and the hands of the clock go the other way round, I know that it's not what the others might see, but I won't fall down. No, I won't fall down. Down this way to fly, you see, by letting go. Holding on tonight to nothing at all.
Was another song that universal success. Today you've graced us. You did an interpretation of What Have They Done to My Song, which has been covered.
Yeah,
I think did Ray Charles cover that?
Yes,
song?
Yes, he did, and he had an R&B hit with that. I know that was when I thought, I'm a songwriter. When I first started, they didn't even say I wrote the songs. Nobody knew I wrote Brand New Key or Lay Down, for that matter. It was just, I was the cute face, you know, and I sang the song, and that was that.
As you talk about that, I saw Neil Diamond do an interview not so long ago, and he talked about that very time and the fact that contracts back then, you were either a performer or you were a songwriter.
Right.
And it wasn't until around the time of the Beatles that the idea of you were an artist was allowed in contracts.
Right.
Where
right,
you could
right.
get credit for right. doing both.
Only thing I I could do half right, and it's turning out all wrong. Look at what they've done to my song. Look what they've done to my brain. They picked it like a chicken bone, and I think that I'm half insane. Oh, look at what they done to my soul. Well, I wish that I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. Well, if I could find a to come out and look at what they've done to my song. Everybody say, ils ont changé ma chanson. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire. Ce n'est pas bon, ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Yeah, maybe, maybe it'll all be alright, ma. Maybe it'll all be okay. Well, if the people are buying tears, I'm gonna be rich girl Sunday, ma. Look what they done to my son. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look what they done to my son, ma. Look what they done to my son. Kenny G of note holding. My, how did she do it, folks? So,
today, Bo, your son, is with us and has been playing guitar. And
behind his head.
It's amazing. Now, I have to ask, Bo, did you think you were going to do this from an early age?
Golly, I guess, you know, like I'd always see my mom like performing and I'd always have a respect and I admired it. I didn't think like, oh, I'm going to be able to do anything like this, you know. And at that point, I guess
he was into sports.
I was really into sports and stuff. Yeah. And and I think at one point you showed me chords. I was like, man, this is really hard. There's no way. And I guess down the road, you all brought back a Doc Watson CD.
You were down there practicing without me knowing. I know.
You brought me like a Doc Watson CD, right?
Brought back some Doc Watson CDs from a folk convention.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed today because when first brought up, it was an idea that resonated with me immediately. And then when I found out that you were going to be doing the Grammy Museum Showcase, which is a wonderful place in which you get to share, you know, the songs as you're playing them and the stories and the audiences that go there are really earnest. Mm-hmm. They're earnest audiences that they too are seeking. So yeah. I think it's going to be a magical evening there. Right. And we just want to say thanks for coming out today. It's been great having
you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's been Melanie and her son, Bo, live on 88.5 KCSN.